Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and the stardate, 10-24-4, 10,244 days since Pluto's New Year's. Woohoo! Hooray for Pluto. And just to remind you that today's the last day, the 21st, that you can drop off an item for donation for the silent auction at the annual fundraiser at Glen Massey Theater on the 22nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. So if you have some fading Alaskana memorabilia or a service from your business or group, please drop it by Radio Free Palmer right next to Fireside Books. We'd love to have it and put it on our silent auction shelves. And otherwise, remember, the 22nd doors open at 6 p.m. for the silent auction fundraiser and fun time with the Super Saturated Sugar Strings Glen Massey Theater on the 22nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. and that's where the silent auction is, with beer and food being sold. And at 7:30 is the concert. Come by, donate to your favorite radio station, Radio Free Palmer, serving the Glacier View, Chickaloon, Sutton, Palmer, Wasilla, Butte, and even bits of getting close to Eagle River area. Lazy Mountain, Chickaloon, hooray, it's great. Radio Free Palmer, your community radio station. Well, help, hey, 1960s, you know, we're kind of going through the decades, and best-selling albums of all time, 1960s. I used to go through this book before, but we're going to revisit some of these songs. And in 1960s, I could do this, Help, it was an album released by the Beatles. They sold 3,600,000 albums. Release date was July of 1965. Help was the soundtrack to the Beatles' second movie and was the band's sixth number one album in the U.S., a position it held for 9 weeks. In the U.K., a vastly different configuration of the record substituted additional Beatles tracks for Ken Throne's movie score selections and also topped the chart. So I guess there's two versions of Help. The U.S. version of Help contains the 7 Beatles tracks that actually appear in the film, but they're not all first rate. Among them are 2 number one hits, the somewhat folk rockish title cut and the highly imaginative Ticket to Ride. More conventional Lennon-McCartney fare includes The Night Before and Another Girl and Lennon's Foe Dylan, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. George Harrison's contribution, I Need You, provides a refreshing change of pace. Help premiered in New York in August of 1965, just as the Beatles commenced their third U.S. tour. The same month, the soundtrack album wrestled the U.K.'s top slot from Mr. Tambourine Man, the debut by the Beatles-inspired Birds. Remember the Birds, the group The Birds? Anyway, here's from the album.
Help! I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help. When I was young, was so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm are not gone. So self-assured, now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light. I've never done before.
Of course, people took off with these songs, and based on the album from the Beatles, here's Tom Petty with I Need You, a George Harrison song. And of course, Tom Petty was part of the Traveling Wilburys, which of course gained great fame, was a later mix after the Beatles. But here is I Need You, a George Harrison song from the album Help. But this is the Tom Petty version.
Traveling Wilburys.
So the Beatles did have some problems. There was a problem in the United States with fan hysteria. directed towards pop groups reached previously unseen dimensions during the 1960s. Girls would scream themselves to exhaustion or simply faint at the mere sight of their idols, while concert hall security became a serious headache through overcrowding and crushes. The U.S. youth magazine Hit Parader published an article on the phenomenon, wondering, "The girls who flip over the current breed of pop singers seem to be much wilder than those who swooned over Sinatra or even the ones who ripped Elvis Presley's clothing to shredded souvenirs. If this is the way audiences are blowing their cool over the Rolling Stones in 1965, how will the next generation of fans react?" A darker side crept into the concert experience at the Rolling Stones' Altamont gig in 1969, in which one man was beaten to death by Hell's Angels security and three other people died in accidents. After the peace and love of Woodstock, it was a dark end to the decade. Okay, well, that's talking about fans. Let's do a little bit more help. Take Ringo Starr and Buck Owens. All right, you've heard me right. Ringo Starr, Buck Owens, and we're going to play Act Naturally with these two. Wow, is that a divergence from the Beatles? Here we go. And it's a song you probably know. Again, it started in the album Help, but then later on, Ringo Starr and Buck Owens did this version of it.
They're gonna put me in the movie. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in my movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely, begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in my movie. Then I know that you're gonna plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. About a man that's sad and lonely. All I have to do is act naturally. 2, 3, 4. All we have to do is act naturally.
Act naturally with Ringo Starr and Buck Owens. Now we're going to hear Yesterday from the album Help by the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And, of course, that's from the album Help, and the Beatles were doing that version from their album. All right, next up, in the 1960s, we also had album sales of 4 million, released January 1968. I'm going to play the song first, because you're going to know who's singing it.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Okay, at Folsom Prison, that's Folsom Prison Blues by the Johnny Cash. It sold 4 million albums, debuting January 1968. This recording of a concert at California Penitentiary in front of 2,000 convicted felons initiated Cash's ascent to icon status. Cash had already been a rockabilly star, notched his country hits, and occasionally crossed over into the top 40 territory. But something about At Folsom Prison, the song selection, energized performances, and spirited audience reaction resonated universally with the public. The album sold 4 million copies. Folsom's repertoire is rich in the themes and attitudes audiences have long loved in Cash's music. The title track is joined in its joyous defiance by Cocaine Blues and the Condemned Man Saga in 25 Minutes to Go. Well, there's just social problems in the 60s. They go on to talk about while the 1960s are presented as an era of peace and love, in reality, there was an equal expansion of crime, violence, social disorder, and drug problems. Well, it goes on. But anyway, let's listen to more from the album At Folsom Prison with Johnny Cash.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took
a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dider carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Hopped and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
So you wonder where Glacier View is, mile 89 to mile 119. You wonder what the weather is. Maybe you're driving big trucks up, coming up for a holiday. Listen at 8:30 every morning on Radio Free Palmer, all the way up to Lion's Head, when the Glacier View School students give the weather and sometimes the road report, depending on the weather, every morning, 8:30, right here. Well, that's it for the Glacier Review here on Radio Free Palmer, home of the Big Glacier Radio in Glacier View and Big Cabbage Radio in Chicoloon, Sutton, Palmer, Wasilla area, Lazy Mountain, the Butte, and even hedging towards Eagle River. Well, thanks for joining us in the best of local community radio. Appreciate your support. If you want to check out Radio Free Palmer, go to our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer, and also go to our website, radiofreepalmer.org. It is a member-supported station with members like you. Join today. Fundraiser is at September 22nd at Glen Massey. 6 p.m. The doors open. Tickets are on sale. Probably, they could be sold out by now. Anyway, thanks for joining us on the Glacier Review, and we'll talk to you next week.